The United Nations General Assembly met on the subject of a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine. Israeli leaders have blasted the idea of a two-state solution, calling it a reward for Hamas. But at the UN meeting, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said it's a right, not a reward. He says dialogue has faltered, resolutions have been flouted, and international law has been breached. And he says the situation is deteriorating by the hour.
We are here today to help navigate the only way out of this nightmare, a two-state solution, where two independent, sovereign, democratic states, Israel and Palestine, live side by side in peace and security with their secure and recognized borders on the basis of pre-1967 lines, with Jerusalem as the capital of both states, in line with international law, UN resolutions, and other relevant agreements.
The special General Assembly meeting had been requested by France and Saudi Arabia. The President of France, Emmanuel Macron, addressed the Assembly through a translator, saying, "We must do everything within our power to preserve the very possibility of a two-state solution, Israel and Palestine living side by side in peace and security."
The time has come. This is why, true to the historic commitment of my country to the Middle East, to peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians, this is why I declare that today France recognizes the state of Palestine.
Britain, Canada, Australia, and Portugal had announced their recognition of a Palestinian state on Sunday. Those nations joined nearly 150 countries that have already done so. Notably absent from the UN meeting were representatives of Israel and the United States, both opposing the push for a two-state solution. Israeli Ambassador Danny Danon spoke to reporters before the General Assembly meeting.
In a few minutes, we will see a theater when President Macron and his colleagues will gather for the so-called conference. This is a theater because we all know that it's detached from reality. While Macron and his colleagues will celebrate 48 hostages who will stay in captivity in Gaza. We know that this conference came to life from domestic interests. It is not diplomacy.
As for the countries like France that have now recognized the state of Palestine, Danon promised a response.
We will take action because what are we seeing now is a unilateral action. And those issues were supposed to be negotiated between Israel and the Palestinians in the future. We tried to do it in the past many times. But to come to the UN and try to bypass it and grant recognition unilaterally, there will be consequences for that.
As for what those consequences will be, Danon did not say, but some think it means annexing parts of the West Bank. But UN officials remain committed to a two-state solution.
The message we are sending today is, no, we are not giving up.
Annalena Baerbock is president of the General Assembly. She acknowledges that some people think a two-state solution is a naive wish. But she says if we stop aiming for what is right, in her words, evil would prevail.
Humanity is not about choosing sides. It's about recognizing that every life matters the same. A life is a life.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.